Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Raw Priesthood, Bible Line and Fellowship. We want to thank everyone for taking out of your busy schedule to come out tonight to receive edification, exhortation, and comfort. We want to thank our leader, Khalif Zafnapar-Nael, for holding down the vision and holding down the fort and getting information out that you all need. We all living in times now where we need all the information that we can get. We do have a nice show planned out tonight. And so we're going to get started. We're looking for Rossi and Nathaniel Dawkins to come in here in a little bit. So, Khalif, can you go ahead and sound the horn? Is he here yet? Okay, I don't see him on the board yet. But anyway, we're looking at a few passages of scriptures for today. I don't know whether Leon is on here tonight yet. Leon was supposed to come in and share some things out of New York. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. The scriptural reference that we're going to cover tonight is found in Psalm number 139, a very powerful passage of scripture that caught my attention, and it should reach all of us wherever we are tonight as I read this passage of scripture. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. It says, O Lord, you have searched me thoroughly and have known me. You know my down-sitting and my uprising. You understand my thoughts afar off. You sift and search out my path and my lying down. And you are acquainted with all my ways. But there is not a word in my tongue still unuttered, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You have beset me and shut me in behind and before, and you have laid your hand upon me. Your infinite knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high above me, and I cannot reach it. Where could I go from your spirit? Or where could I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, the place of the dead, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning or dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the night shall be the only light about me, even the darkness hides nothing from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you did not form my inward parts. For you did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. I will confess and praise you for your fearful and wonderful and the awful wonder of my birth. Wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret and intricately and curiously wrought, as if embroidered with various colors, that speaks of our chakras, in the depths of the earth, a region of darkness and mystery. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book, all the days of my life were written before ever they...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
When as yet, there was none of them. How precious and weighty also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I could count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awoke, I count to the end. I would still be with you. If you would only slay the wicked, O God, and the man of blood depart from me. Who speaks against you wickedly? Your enemies who take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? Am I not grieved, and do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. They have become my enemies. Search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wicked or hurtful way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Khalif, you want to sound the horn now? I see he's on the board. Thank you, my brother. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move.
Things that held us down.
Oh, yeah.
Now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we end up, I don't know. There's been so many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
Ross, I can't hear you, man. Give me that big, beautiful voice. You got to say something to me, my brother. Put a bar.
I don't see him on the board yet. Go ahead and hang in there. I need to text him. I need to get it. I'll be right back.
I don't know, but we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together.
All right, while he's going to get Ross, of course, I'm Khalif Zabnafanir-El. I'm not Dr. Daniel Mills, nor am I the ever-perennial bright and shining star, Ross D. and Nathaniel Dawkins. Welcome. Welcome on the day. The discussion we've had in this room has been interesting. I have somewhat of a road lag, but I'm in great, great spirits. I'm possessed with an everlasting love for all of humanity and all the expressions of life that the cosmos has showered us with as we experience its lavish and extravagant display of love throughout every galaxy and universe. So we have dedicated this year to the woman and Miss Lou Reed Presley, a young lady that was a mother to many of us in the hometown where I've grown up as a kind of symbol to all mothers and women, as we celebrate this year and celebrate the energies, the feminine energies that are coming in. And we do that so without losing our masculinity and without, in some common vernaculars and colloquial expressions, cowering down or punking out, as they say. We are still men and we can still celebrate our women. And one of the passages that Brother Ross was dealing with in terms of our women was a passage out of the book of Jeremiah 31 and 22. And that passage said the Lord would do a new thing. Behold, a woman shall compass a man. And that word actually in the Abulu, falsely called Hebrew, means to encompass. It means to surround. that the woman is actually four-dimensional. She's four-dimensional. And without getting into the logistics and without getting into the technicalities of that, just let me give one illustration to prove that point beyond any shadow of successful contradiction, that the woman is four-dimensional. And the man is only three-dimensional. She can do what a man cannot do. And we celebrate that. We accentuate that. We highlight that. We lift that up in this time where it is so desperately needed. A woman shall encompass or shall surround or compass, as the text says in the King James Version of the Bible, a man. But now, let me say this concerning the woman. The woman is the door. She's adored. She is the feminine alphabet in the Hebrew we call Hebrew or Abulu, which is actually the real language that they stole and they made it into Hebrew. The Abulu is the He, and the He is a Dalet with a Yod inside her. It is a Dalet with a Yod inside. Now, the Dalet, the symbol in this particular language, is a pictorial language. So has a picture that represents each signal or signet or letter in the Abulu, falsely called Hebrew alphabet system. There's a picture that goes along. It's a pictorial language. So the Dalet, the picture, is the door. Is the door. Now, the woman is the door. That is the first feminine alphabet that we see there, that feminine letter there in the Abulu language, falsely called Hebrew. The woman is the door. Now, let me explain that to you. The ethereal or the astral plane, where there's nothing but energy, the spirit world, photonic lights and energies, before it takes an incarnated state in flesh, in the molecule, in the four elements of fire, air, water, and earth that make molecules, the molecular structure, the flesh, the anatomic or the anatomy of the zygote or the embryo. Before that happens, there's an energy, a photon. There's an invisible photon. There is an invisible energy. This woman, she stands between that world and this world of physical manifestation. She is a door. She is a door between two worlds. Now, if you think of it, the expression of procreation and the zygote or the embryo, as it is forming corpuscles and capillaries and tissues and seminal essence of seed and egg, so forth and et cetera. If you think of it before that as simply energy, before it gets to that, and this flesh or incarnated state that is to become a being with a spirit, soul, and body, if you think of that, that energy before that, that is invisible coming into this flesh, the woman has to have the capacity to contain this energy, to contain it before it even takes on the form of an incarnated state. So she has this capacity to stand between two worlds, between two dimensions, of the seen and unseen world, and be the door to the unseen world as the unseen world becomes the seen world in the form of human expression in an incarnate state. So she is special. Man does not have that capacity. He does not have that ability. He does not have that particular dimension. He's only three-dimensional. And I'm going to throw a little salt in the game here. Brothers, in the African education system of the disciplines that were taught, there's something that was taught called Mayathuna. And Mayathuna was taught that the boy or the man would have to allow the woman to reach every peak she could, and only then could he join her in copulation. And then her energy, once she had reached every peak, would encompass or surround or compass both of them, the man and the woman, that energy, that invisible energy that we were talking about a moment ago, that she has the capacity to contain, then that energy in the woman would envelop them, go into the man's spinal cord, where this energy is coiled at the base of the spine 3.5 times. It will raise his energy through the 7 chakras to the pineal gland or the pineal gland. And then once it was raised, this energy that comes from the woman, it was only then that the man could see God or meet God or go to the other world. So the same principle by which we come in, this woman of female energy that is required in her capacity for us to come from the astral and ethereal world is also required for us to get back to meet God. Oh, wow. I just threw some song in the game. I'm going to be quiet. Hope you're back, Danny. I got you guys.
That song, man, it was that song 139. I was speaking with Ross earlier about that. He just gave me the scripture. Tonight, I thought he said, I thought it was one, that was about the river of Babylon. That's one, Psalm 137. But with this Psalm 139, I wasn't expecting what I was going to get when I read it. I said, wow. And what you just explained, my brother, is exactly what happened right there in Psalm 139. I believe Ross is in now. And he had an experience, I believe, with one of the young ladies that were but on a call here, I guess a week or two ago, and that scripture came up, Psalm 139. I just saw something here in this amplifier where it talks about the depths within. It talks about being formed in secret, and it talks about all of the colors. And that speaks to us about chakra, the chakra colors, the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, the indigo, and the purple,
the violet. Course, the violet, yes, of course.
Yeah. And it speaks to that. It shows you the creation process right there that takes place within that womb when the seed and the egg come together. It's an amazing. Well, I said, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Before you were formed in the belly of your mother, I told Jeremiah that I knew you and I ordained you. You need to know tonight you've been ordained. And Ross always said, you agreed to be here for this time in this space. And first of all, we want to wish him a happy birthday, belated birthday on yesterday. He's officially 1 year before he becomes an old man now, but he he's on the line now. I told him he might as well just on the acceptance.
Don't tell his
name.
All right.
How's everybody doing?
I'm running the board. Happy birthday, my twin.
Thank you, twin. You know, one of the things I noticed yesterday, I looked at myself in the mirror, and I started looking at all the people that I've met on Facebook and how much we look like clones of each other.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all beautifully made. I get that. But if you really take a look, and it's not just because we're bald-headed, because I've seen others of myself with hair and dreadlocks and everything. But I look at the manifestation of prime source, creator, creatrix, the most high, Eloha, Elohai, whatever names you want to call the same nameless, bound and boundless intelligence, spiritual divineness that made us. I just have to give thanks because I got to see my father. I got to see my younger self, and I got to see my other selves in all of you. And I'm glad you're here. It was a lonely journey until I started meeting other parts of myself. So I say to my friends, sometimes we get along and sometimes we don't, but it's all good. We love each other.
Hey, my brother, I'm in love. I'm so in love. I just don't know what to do with myself. I've been putting up all of these love songs on Facebook, and I'm just so in love with that. And I think I need to just say, I'm in love with being in love. I'm in love with love, okay? And let me put an editorial footnote, and I'm going to sign off and let you guys take it away, because I threw out something that was very, very, could be very controversial, It could be. It could turn out to be very controversial. And I do have Rolex. So let me say this quickly. Even God, let me say this for all of the Bible-thumping, believing skeptics. Of course, I put something out there that there are 33,000 different denominations that are within Christianity, the religion of Christianity alone. So you can find, always find somewhere to disagree with somebody if you really want to, because it was designed for disagreement with the denominational doctrinal dogmas so that people could be divided. But nonetheless, even God, when he came into this world or this dimension, he came through a woman. He had to come through a woman. Wow. A woman. Think about it. God, now you can argue with that if you want, but you will have to dismiss what you believe in if you believe in the Bible, because God and even the saviors of the world and other religions, if you take Krishna or you take Mithra or you take Horus or you take Buddha, they all come through a woman to get into this world. Even God and the avatars come through a woman. So I'm going to leave the discussion. I'm leaving with you right there. If God did it, then, oh, wow. Go ahead. Take it over. I'm done.
Well, I would just say this. Prime source. Creator carries one part of the energy. Prime source creatrix or creatrex, I call them interchangeable, but even for the planets to be formed, there had to be what you call an attractor, a negative polarity and a positive polarity and an indifference or a neutral polarity, all coming together to weigh the balance. And it's always been that we've used polarity to create. And let me tell you something. A lot of people are in the space where they want to leave Earth. But I've been telling y'all, there's over 350,000 species around the Earth right now, and they all wish they were on the Earth in these forms. The reason being is this is the first time an entire planet is going through the ascension process without having to know death. For many, it's just absolutely mind-blowing that matter is formed by just ions being attracted and coming together to form an atom, to form molecules and chain molecules. And after all of that big blob of everything, the intelligent design inside of it says, now we want to create a woman, a place to nurture and cradle life so that we can come out of it. You know what I mean? So yeah, you can't ever disrespect the goddess. And following up from what we discussed last week in Jeremiah 31, 22, this is the time when men and women are becoming aware of the goddess, that she is co-creative partner with the Most High. They cannot be separated. If you look at the cosmos as one big gigantic atom that has everything in it, the only thing that will happen is the cosmos might split itself like a cell does when everything has been replicated properly, and that cell division occurs and you get two cosmos. But everything that's going on a gigantic, colossal, or cosmological scale, it's going on right now inside of our bodies because we are the microcosm of the cosmos. We are the zero point. Psalms 139 was talking about that. And I want to give credit and a special shout out to my beloved sister Cheryl. I know you're on the call. What we've been doing since last week's call, we've been led, Brother Antonio and Sister Cheryl and I, to go in prayer night and day because she was one of the leaders of the prayer wheel. And we take 11:11 in the morning, 1:11 p.m. in the afternoon, 11:11 at night, and we pray until 1:11 a.m. in the next morning. It's been so powerful. Yesterday, the Holy Spirit used her to say Psalms 139. She gave that to Antonio to read. And then we had our 11:11 call to celebrate my birthday. It was just, we brought it in with prayer and we ended it with prayer. And we discussed a lot of things. And at the end of the call, Brother Antonio says, you know what? I want to go back and revisit. Sister, you gave us 139 in the Psalms. And everything that everything we discussed tonight is hitting toe for toe, 0 point of separation. You know, the actualization, the transformation of our bodies to go from corruptible to incorruptible. That's talking about the rewiring and the restructuring. Finally getting into the advanced teachings of knowing what we are to do as co-creators. So it's amazing that we are kicking off this activation wheel, calling, allowing the anointing of the Holy Spirit to give a fresh set of eyes and heart in everybody that's been on that call. And I invite others. Dr. Mills will put out the conference line, and it's just something that we're going to do. Maybe small, maybe large, I don't care. But I'm getting phone calls from brothers and sisters from the Midwest calls, from the Royal Priesthood calls saying, you gave out your number, I wrote it down, and I just want, can you pray with me? And that's what we're here to do. If you're going to be a high priest of Melchizedek, you have to intercede for people.
Exactly. Just a footnote here. I sent out a video last night to just about everyone, some on my friends list on Facebook, called Billions for Change. And some of the newer technologies are coming out, and there were two things on that video that really caught my attention. And I didn't know, I called Ross a little earlier. He was just watching the video, and he saw what I saw. They have you want to explain to him about that bicycle in that bed, Ross?
Oh, man. This brother that did the five-hour energy drink took that company to a multimillion-dollar company, and he's worth about $4 billion right now. He decided to keep only 1% of his income. And the other, he's dedicating it to creating inventions that will make changes in people's life, especially poor people. They created a bicycle generator where you can sit on that bicycle and pedal for 1 hour and generate enough electricity to power your house for 24 hours. They've created a device. It's like a massage table that uses different techniques to help with the circulation and purification of your blood. It is touching on the chakras. Now I look at that table and I'm like, oh my goodness. I use simple crystals and a massage table and light languages to program the cells that way. What would I do if I had a bed that could connect and use sonar as well as headphones to keep those sacred sounds in and work on the chakras the way I do? And Dr. Mills is excited. I'm excited too, because these gifts were given to us to teach others how to turn them on within themselves. There's so much dormant potential in your hands, in your bodies, waiting to come online. And that's what the activations are about, turning on the latent gifts that are in your bodies. Remember, you were beautifully made.
There's a passage of scripture in St. Mark that tells us what we're supposed to be doing. And I believe it's in that 15th chapter. 15th or the 16th chapter. 16th, yes, I believe. Okay. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach and publish openly the good news of the gospel to every creature. for the whole human race. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not will be condemned. Now watch this. He said, and these attesting signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up serpents. And even if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will be set free or get well. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into the heaven. What did he leave on? He left on a cloud. And he sat down at the right hand of God, and watch what they did. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord kept working with them and confirming the message by the attesting signs and miracles that closely accompanied him. Amen. He's telling us what we have inside of us.
Amen.
Every last one of you on this call tonight, you have a special gift you were sent to this planet for. And he gives you the gift right there. He said that he that believes. Well, we're past belief now. We have to know.
Exactly.
You have to get past the elementary teachings of the doctrine of Christ and move on to perfection. But not land again of repentance from dead works and a faith toward God and the doctrine of baptism and the laying on of hands and the eternal judgment and the resurrection of the dead. We have to move past that. Most of us have had that in our life. We all grew up. Most of us grew up as Christians. Some grew up in other forms. All of the books have the same things in them. But this passage right here is telling you what your potential is and the amount of people that you can really go out and help just by getting on these calls and by getting on those calls with Brother Ross and allow him to activate some of those gifts within you. I can give out the number now. You want me to wait and give it out later?
You can give it out now. I only wish that the calls that I've been doing all week, I had put it on a conference line. This way it could have been recorded and revisited again, because they have been powerful.
Wow. I've got it right here somewhere.
And you know, Dr. Mills, you know, I'm itching. I got an itch that you all have to scratch. I want to get Ross to this special vortex and do a conference with him doing his healing, and as well with you and with Cheryl in this special energy. That's right there in the Delta of Mississippi. So we need to do this, you know, very quickly to activate, you know, everything is sound and energy and frequency, even matter that we call inanimate or matter is still frequency. And everything responds to vibration and frequency. There's a discipline people call cymatics, which in cymatics is spelled simply the way it sounds, C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S, cymatics. And that means sound becoming visible. Once you are activated at the right frequency, you have the potential, as Dr. Mills was saying a moment ago, to have this power within you to become a creator. You are co-creators. And one of the things that has been done to us is to change our frequencies inside of our DNA through many, many ways that the controlling powers are using, known to us and unknown to us. And it doesn't matter. They're using sacred geometry. They're using frequency and vibration to create the reality that they want to create. We have the knowledge now. I'm going to date myself. We have the knowledge to create the man over again, like the binding man. We can change the frequencies. Ross is a specialist.
Yes.
Man, I was dead, Dr. Mills. I was literally dead at giving up last year. I was giving up. I was going away. I had resolved to just simply die. I had that much pain. Ross, Cheryl, and others went into a special frequency with me. And I'm telling you, I was under the covers with chills and I mean, my forces, I couldn't walk. My legs were on fire. I mean, I knew I was leaving, and I had resigned to leave. Ross and the others wheeled me through their frequencies back here, and now I'm back better than ever.
We told you, too late, sharp, and no shortcuts. Stay your behind right here. You thought I was coming to replace you. I said, you're not going anywhere. Your work ain't done yet. Man, somebody asked me last night, will we ever stop teaching about ascension? And I haven't started yet.
Look, man, I was so tired. When you fall from where I fell from and you break every bone in your body, your spiritual body, I mean, not physically, and you have as much pain as I had, I talked to a brother yesterday as I was traveling that I literally just, you know, nurtured and picked up and kept dusting him off and I spent thousands of, when I say thousands of dollars on this one brother. And this brother had nerve to insult me and say, well, you know, how can two walk together except they agree, Amos 3 and 3, which is one of my favorite passages, which is actually true. But you didn't say that when you were taking all of my money and then turned on me to work in a conspiracy to overthrow me. But I told that brother, I said, listen, I'm glad for my pain. I'm glad that I failed. I'm glad I wouldn't take, it took this pain to drive me through the darkness, listen to me, to drive me through the darkness of all the layers of deception that I had accrued and been conditioned in to get me to the light of the truth. So I'm patient with people that can't get to this truth because I know the process that I had to go through, but I want everyone to know I would not take millions of dollars. I wouldn't take a plant. I wouldn't take the wealth of the world in exchange for the truth that I went through and the pain that it cost me to get to this truth. So people that can't see this truth haven't had enough pain yet. They're further down on the cycle yet. They have not. They still are in the illusion that everything is in this system is going to work, and they think that but it's not. The system is put in place to create you a cycle of pain so that it will drive you to the truth. Dr. Mills has gone through the similar pain, probably even deeper than what I did. So truth is easy for him to embrace. So Dr. Mills, am I right or am I wrong?
Doc, you're exactly right. I was, all three of us on this line, there's a passage of scripture in Isaiah. I believe it's Isaiah chapter 4. Was in the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. You know the passage, the angels cried holy unto the Lord. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and he placed coals of fire upon his tongue. That's what happened to me. That's what happened to Ross when his father passed. That's what happened to Dr. Prince. You never know until you go through it. When you walk with him, that's what happened to Khalif when his father in the ministry passed away. You go through that, and you have to catch hold of something. And God happened to bring us all together at one time. Dr. Prince, myself, and Khalif, when we started these calls here almost 3 years ago, I've been out on this road 4 years. Walked away from
it. It was 2011, sir. That's 4 years.
Yep. Yeah, my father passed in March of 2011. And I'm still not all the way over him. I get his presence every now and then. He may show up in a different form, and he just winks at me and says, you're on the right path. Because I tell you, a lot of these fellows that gave up all of their strength and their talents and so forth on this planet, and when they get to the end of their life, you heard that message that the brother preached at J. Carlton Allen's funeral. I feel like I spent my years at nothing. My strength is nothing. That's the way I felt after 40 years. That's where my father felt when he left here. And that's why we are all at that point now to where we have many things to say unto you for saying you're dull of hearing. That's found in Hebrews chapter 5. That's why we have to move on to perfection. So God brought us all out at the same time. I've heard Ross's story many times of what he had to go through when his father died. I went through the same emotion. I think Khalif just put up a picture of, what was your pastor's name? Cobb.
Yeah, Pastor
with him
Cobb.
And Cobb. Yeah, Dr. Cobb, yeah. Dr. Prince, his father, was one of the greatest preachers that ever walked the planet, my father. All of those old men are gone now. We have to step up to the plate.
My father. So we had to do the Elijah to the Elisha. Take the mantle and finish the job.
That's it.
I said to Khalif yesterday, I said, you know what I realize?
My baby would really change. Over, Ross. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I wouldn't change anything. I said, it is a pleasure and an honor and a reverence to be a server of ascension. This is what I do night and day. I don't have a job. This is my job. This is my mission. And my mission is to awaken the ascended masters that are here, that are sleeping, that are on this call right now to tune into your full mastery. This is why so many of you are struggling, because when you're caught in a trap, in a maze, in a box, and there is no place else to go, you have to look within and look up. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Where is your help coming from? The creator of heaven, or I should say heavens, and the earth. And when you surrender and you say, I am going to play fair and square with you. Here I am. Use me. I surrender. That's what I've sung on every one of these calls to my brothers and my sisters saying, are you ready to surrender fully to the mission? Because everything is going to come as a stumbling block until you say, here I am, Lord. Use me. I don't mind being ridiculed. I don't mind being misunderstood by my family. I don't mind the rejection that I might get from my friends.
Oh, man.
I will walk.
Man.
I will rise. I will stand erect, and I will serve. For the blood moon, I washed everybody's feet that came in there. I got on my knees because I have to show by example that you are never too proud to get on your knees and show somebody that God loves them. It must
and
be
you
seen.
Know, you know what, Ross, I saw, I don't want to throw your thoughts off, but let me put in parentheses, I saw 60,000 antelopes die somewhere. I didn't get a chance to read the article completely. I don't know exactly what it was. But my point is that the energy, something is happening on our planet. And we need to ascend, as you are saying now. And the only way to ascend is to raise our vibrations by the frequencies that you're talking about. And that the highest frequency is love. And I'm sorry for interrupting you. So
no, it's perfectly on point. It brings me back to the online tone generator that you shared. Now, on the normal circumstances, most elder humans don't really hear anything past 1,000 hertz or 2,000 hertz. And some of the brothers and sisters that I've been working with, they're hearing now well in the 13,000, almost 14,000 range. Some of the children that I've worked with, and I've worked with a 12-year-old, she's able to perceive in the 18,000 range. The shift is rapidly approaching, and guess what? I'm not telling anybody to fear anything. Keep love in your heart. Keep loving your energy field. I want you to stop anything you're doing now that says, I don't like this one because of skin color. I don't like this one because of sexual orientation. I don't like this one. Listen, don't even hate the murderers. Just know that everything that you see and don't see here is God manifested in a physical form, whether or not the person or the being is in full awareness of it or not. They will be guided to where they need to be for their next orientation. We already knew that not all souls would ascend to God consciousness. But if you're going to be an ascended master, you've got to get past fifth dimension. You've got to get past Christ consciousness. You are going to go into the 144,000. You are going to step into knowing that I am that I am. Brother Antonio went into the dream cycle, and all he could hear in the dream cycle was, I am that I am. I am that I am. He woke up saying, I am that I am the next morning. So this is the place of transcendence.
Well,
this is the place where you have to transcend.
I'm understanding now when you guys were praying at that hour, I was downloaded with 1114. And the first person I texted was you because I didn't have understanding on what that number meant. But as I listened to you talk tonight and talk about the time you guys were praying, this number was burned into my conscious
psyche.
Mind from my subconscious as I drifted back from my subconscious into my conscious mind state. Now, you can be religious or whatever you want, but you have dreams. You go into your subconscious, and you come back, which is very much real and reality, more so than in your consciousness, which is just a hologram. So
right.
The reality that you are experiencing is a reality that you are creating by your consciousness. Your subconscious is what is creating your reality. And the script is already written in the 2D dimensional, and you're... The stars are shining on the filament of the 2D, projecting the picture or image onto the screen of the 3D, where you are experiencing what has already happened in your subconscious mind.
Exactly.
So you are creating your realities. You are the creating, and this is why the Bible says, as a man thinketh. Where? Not
so is he.
In his consciousness, but in his subconsciousness. As a man thinketh in his subconscious, so is he.
Let me read this right here. And this is for everyone on the phone tonight. If you do this, you can prepare yourself to do those works it talks about in Mark chapter 16. It says, but the firm foundation of laid by God stands sure and unshakable, bearing this seal or inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names himself by the name of the Lord give up all iniquity and stand aloft. Ross just said a while ago, it's up to you whether you want to ascend or not. But how you do it? 20th verse in 2 Timothy chapter 2 says, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also utensils of wood and earthenware, and some for honorable and noble use, and some for menial and ignoble use. Verse 21, so whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences, will then himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. That's a powerful promise.
Amen. That is the covenant. That is the rainbow. That is the colors of your chakras.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is finishing your initiations and going through the various dimensional schools of thought until you get back into your know thyself and to yourself be true. Be the truth. God or the divine or the geometric of divine or the machine that makes more divine parts of itself, if you want to look at it like a computer, just know that the program is written with the potential that once you get to the level you're supposed to be, that the things that would normally mar your way no longer present itself as a stumbling block. That's why I use the words very keenly every time I address anyone. I love you. I love me. I forgive you. I forgive me. This ritual, when you really practice it in the various levels of thought, knowing that as gods and goddesses, we came here for this experience, and then thereby, God forgives himself, herself. And that's what you have to do to clear the karma for the rest of the people that are still caught in the trap, that are still lost souls.
Okay, we've got about 12 minutes before the radio goes off. You want to give a people a chance to come in for Q&A before the radio goes off?
Yes, sir. And don't forget to get
Q&A session started.
The activation prayer line and the time that we'll be doing it. It's in Eastern time.
Let me give that now. In order to reach that line, the number is 641-715-3640. And the access code is 604-260-923-POWN. Read it again. Telephone number 641-715-3640 and the access code 460-923. Now, I believe you said those calls are Eastern time zone, 11-11, so it's your time is Central would be 10, 11, or whatever, all the way back. We all want to try to hop on those calls. I think it's the morning and night, Russ.
Morning and night. The morning call will last for an hour and 11 minutes. So if you're on the Eastern time, it's going to start. We'll be on the call at 11, but the prayer and the stage is set for 11-11 to be in that frequency, and it will last for an hour and 11 minutes, so it's going to bring you right back to the 12-12, just about. And then in the night call, that will start at 11-11 in the night, and it will go through until 1-11 in the morning, it will end. And, you know, participants come, great. If they don't, great. I'm still going to do what I have to do because it's a broadcast that I must make.
You mentioned the young lady up north. Khalid, do you recognize her number? The young lady he spoke out.
Cheryl?
Can you come into the queue, my dear Cheryl? Can you come into the queue?
Press star six. Let me see if I can locate her. Cheryl, okay. Press star six and then one. Star six and then one.
There she comes.
Sorry for putting you on the spot, Cheryl.
Can you hear
but
me?
I love you.
Hey, Brother Khalif and family and everybody and Brother
hey,
Ion.
Candace. This is Candace.
Hey.
This is not Cheryl. That's Candace.
Cheryl is Word of God, and she's going to forever be Lyric Cheryl Word of God to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm Cheryl Candace. That's my full name. Cheryl Candace, C-A-N-D-A-N-C-E. And I certainly can do that and love doing it. But, yes, it's been awesome. It's been amazing. The power and the prayer and the confirmation of everything has just been just powerful. The energies and the atmosphere of it all. And as I was listening in tonight, it was just, I was hearing so many words in the spiritual realm. It's just been powerful. I'm just grateful to be a part of everything.
Oh, yeah.
I really am.
Thank you for bringing that scripture. Psalm 139, I hadn't read that in years. I had it mixed up. I thought it was talking about the river of the Babylon, but that scripture really set some fire to me as I was reading it when I started off the call tonight.
Okay,
I'm
going
back
read it again.
Psalms 139?
Yes.
I'm grabbing my Bible.
Remember when you brought it up, part of the page is missing from your Bible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But you know what? I thank the Creator God that is in my heart. You know, and I don't really need it, but I'm going to do it anyway, just cause. And I'm here then, you know, and I still didn't find the other piece, the last ending. But it says, "Oh Lord, you have examined my heart and know my every thought and know everything about me. You know, when I sit or stand, when far away, you know my every thought. You chart a path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say before I even say it. You both proceed and follow me and place your hand of blessings upon my head. This is too glorious, too wonderful to believe. I can never be lost in your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to a place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. If I try to hide in darkness, the night becomes light around me. For even darkness cannot hide from God. To you, night shines as bright as day." I'm sorry, something startled me in the freezer. It's nothing but the kind spirits. It's nothing but the energy that's going on. It just startled me. I apologize.
No problem.
Your light becomes your light around me. For even darkness cannot hide from God. To you, night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It is amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well do I know it? You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me. You saw me. Woo! You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. And when I wake in the morning, your thoughts turn toward me. I have a T-shirt that I created, and it says, the first thing on God's mind is me. And I refer to this scripture, and someone said, what do you mean the first thing on God's mind is me? I said, it is. I said, it is, because he didn't say when I get up and start my day or when I get up and go to make coffee. He said, soon as I awake, his thoughts turn toward me. And I'm so grateful. You know, I really am. I mean, this is one of my favorite scriptures.
Amen. One of the things that we specialize in,
Dr. Mills, if I may, I have a very special person that just texted me that's in the audience, and he said our articulation is overwhelming. And that coming from an articulate orator such as himself is one of the highest compliments. This gentleman started me in the path of truth in 2007 by giving me a book, and he's in the audience. Mr. Brooks, please push *6, and then...
Is that Sylvester?
That's Sylvester, correct.
Ross met Sylvester.
Correct. Okay. But he's also articulate, and if it were not for him, I would not be where I am.